In Ivory Coast, 10 people are dead and hundreds of thousands have sought medical assistance following the deliberate spillage of toxic waste around the capital, Abidjan. Dutch commodities trader Trafigura Beheer chartered a vessel that offloaded its shipment of hydrogen sulfide in Abidjan on August 19th. Susie Hodges spoke about the tragedy with Jesuit Father Edouard de Luasi from the Jesuit School of Theology in Abidjan.
I think this scandal was symptomatic mainly of internal problems. Of course, everybody here is convinced that the northern countries do not hesitate to dump their waste in the third world when they can do it. A few years ago, there was many attempts of that kind coming from Northern America and Europe to dump waste in several countries, but NGOs led a campaign against it, and some laws were passed to protect the environment and to protect against such temptations. But it happened this year in Abidjan. Of course, they were not surprised that a northern country tried to get rid of its waste in the third world, but they were really by the fact that the local authorities let them pass and were very slow in responding to that scandal. And so people didn't feel protected, and that is why they were really furious against the authorities. One minister was nearly lynched, and the house of the director of the port was burnt down.
There was also the fact that the government resigned en masse. Has that appeased people's anger in some way?
Yes, certainly it appeased the people, even if it was also a surprise. In fact, the change was not very great. Only two ministers were changed.